many times you reached out to me.
So tonight was awesome. We had the opportunity to pray for so many people in hospital tonight. And we were just able to encourage so many people. It was just awesome. We prayed for people that came from everywhere. We prayed for one person who was working in the embassy in Madagascar. And this lady was ministered to. She had a problem and they couldn't determine what it was. It was something with her blood. She's got a 3-month-old baby. They were just still determining what it is that is wrong with her. There was another lady who was working in the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Kigali, and she was flown in here for severe pneumonia, and we just rebuked that pneumonia, and we are sending her back to Kigali to do the work that she is doing here. We had so many other people who had similar problems. We had people with heart problems, and we prayed for those people. Some of them had problems with their heart muscle, and they were doing some tests just to determine what was the cause of that. And we had to minister to one person who was in hospital and scheduled for an operation tomorrow morning to replace one of her heart valves, and we have just spoken to that thing. We've declared over that it is healed in the name of Jesus. We've spoken to other people with vertebral problems, where it was said that they will never be the same again, and we were able to just encourage these people as well, and to leave them with this message that they are the beloved of God, and that they have the authority and dominion to speak over these things, so that these things can flee straight out of their bodies. And we've had some elderly people in their 90s and in their middle 80s who stopped eating, and there's no more appetite to eat anything, and we had to speak to the appetite to come back, these kind of things. But we are just so blessed that we can walk into a hospital, and that you can have a word of knowledge, that you can see in the spirit what to pray for. And we thank you, Lord, that these things are possible just because of you, Lord, because you have paid the full price so that these things are available to us, Lord, that you gave freely so that we tonight could proclaim these things freely over your people, the ones that you love, and that we could rebuke the enemy and his works in the name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, in the only way that we know how, and that's in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me unconditionally, God.